93. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. If you served or someone in your family served, this is Military Week or Veterans Week here on the show. We want to hear your stories. Please send them to me at americatonight.net. We've already gotten a slew of them, and we're introducing you to people here all week long who served in different branches of the government. And coming up a little later this hour, we're going to talk to Jen Paquette, whose husband unfortunately lost both of his legs, or part of his legs from his knees down, in an IED explosion, but now has gone on to help so many Green Berets. In fact, she's the founder of the Green Beret Foundation. She's the executive director, and they have helped so many families who find themselves in between the gaps when it comes to figuring out how to navigate their health care and how to get back to a place of peace and a place where they can coexist in a great way as a family, because it is devastating when someone comes back and they are missing limbs. And, of course, for the families where you're talking about somebody being killed, equally as devastating. Speaking of devastation, we can't start this show. We cannot start the show and not talk about what's happened with this typhoon in the Philippines. It's unbelievable to see what has happened to the people there, and it's unreal. The super typhoon. Thank goodness so many Marines were there immediately to help, because the destruction is of epic proportions. They're trying to figure out what to do and how to find all the bodies. And now they're just under 2,000. They think it's well over 10,000. And we're talking about Tacloban is where this happened. And the islands, remember I've talked about this, how flat. If you looked at a map, just took 2 seconds and looked at a map, you know what I'm talking about. It's really kind of the central Philippines area that we're focused on, because that's where a lot of this happened. About 320 miles, as someone explained to us, outside of Manila, 7,000. The Philippines is made up of some of them just little tiny dots, but 7,000 islands, and the people were incredibly vulnerable. Some were evacuated, but a lot of people had to try to weather the storm, and it looks like pickup sticks all over the ground in different colors because of the collapsed houses, cars turned over, and boats that are thrown right into the middle of the street, and so many people lost, and the struggle to try to find out if they're in some families who survived and who hasn't survived. They're the people who are walking around, and they're the wounded. They're wounded warriors in a different sense. And the people in the Philippines desperately need help, and a lot of Americans are always there to rally. That's what we do, right? And our military is there in a very, very big way, because the Marines have just brought food and water, and they are a huge part of this frantic effort to rescue really famished survivors of this typhoon. The government naturally declared a state of emergency. And then the other part of this is you have looting. Sadly, there is looting that happens when people are desperate and you're in this kind of a wasteland. The desperation and the devastation is the two things that you can see from any of the photographs or video taken there. And I mean, just think in your mind, walking around like a zombie, frankly, trying to piece together what's next, because you have countless bodies scattered all over the place, and you don't have food, water, or the medicine that you need. So, the president, Aquino, Benigno Aquino, said that it is just a calamity, that we've got to impose price controls, and we have to release emergency funds and, you know, get things to people fast as we can, because the relief is just not quick enough. And as I mentioned, the one city, the ruined city of Tacloban, is one of the worst places that has been hit. Then the crowds are just gathering. There's there are relief centers there, but the city looks like a bomb, frankly, was just smashed right into it. And, you know, we talk about devastation, and certainly in this country we know, and we've seen it with funnel clouds and what's happened to way too many people. But imagine roads not passable, bridges, airports, infrastructure just down for the most part, and trying to get help to those people. So you're trying to get help to them, but you're also limited by what you can do. And that's why the Marines have come in such a big way for where they're able to maneuver their transport planes, the C-130s. They've got massive relief supplies. And, the Marines are saying that they're just struck by the carnage. They can't believe some of what they're seeing. It says, I'm trying to tell you, it's hard to describe the destruction. It's hard to describe it. So I think a lot of those Marines, who are the biggest sign of international relief that starting there, is that they're going to have to also do what they can to help with the road situation, just to get that food and water and those supplies to those people. It reminds me of, and was described to me by somebody as what we saw a little bit in Haiti, that you had tens of thousands of people that died, and they were trying to get the bodies and trying to get help to the people, because then there's worry about disease and how fast you can get to those people. And what a incredible storm that was that happened over the weekend, and now has just again left so many people in a terrible situation. Even they say that there were mobs of people that ransacked in desperation a Red Cross convoy, and they have sadly gangs roaming the streets, and they're stealing whatever they can steal. So now you've got to worry, the Filipino police and soldiers have to be deployed all over the place to not just help the people, but to help contain the looters. But that's all they can do, and if they may have to add some more armed forces, and maybe that's partially what happens here. And this storm came in on Saturday over the weekend. It hit Vietnam and China on Monday, and there were trees and uprooted and roofs were torn off, but still nothing like anything, not even remotely like what happened in the Philippines. You know, they seem to, the people of the Philippines seem to have an unenduring line of storms and things that happen, from typhoons to volcano eruptions, other natural disasters, earthquakes that have hit them. And if the death toll of more than 10,000 is correct, it would be the deadliest natural disaster ever recorded in that country. Stay with us. On the flip side, some odds and ends, filling you in on the blanks on Obamacare and the push to have Americans keep their health plans if they want to. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Share with us, you're in the military or somebody close to you is in the military, please do. We want to hear the personal stories. That's where it really hits home with people, and they understand, I think, what's happening, because there's such a disconnect sometimes to people, especially these days with Afghanistan, where there's a disconnect that, you know, this is a war, but there's a disconnect with some people who don't have any connection to somebody in the military versus somebody who does. So please send them to us at AmericaTonight.net, because it is Veterans/Military Week here on the show, not just one day, but all throughout the entire week on America Tonight. We're going to play a little thing called Guess the Temperature with Matt Johnson, the technical maestro of the big bad dealio that we do here, that you allow us to come into your nooks and crannies. And, of course, the mothership is in Minneapolis. So I'm going to guess, folks, that it's pretty cold in Minneapolis. Am I getting warmer by any chance, Matt? He's like, what? I'm thinking that, what do you think the temperature is in Minneapolis? I'm thinking the temperature in Minneapolis is, we'll have to see when he comes back, but I'm thinking the temperature in Minneapolis, and I'm not cheating and looking this up, is probably somewhere in the 20s. I'm going to say 25 degrees. We'll see if that holds up or not, but it's starting to get colder, and in Minneapolis they have a very long winter. You know, that's, it's one of those things where the seasons are just a passage. I think it's a passage of time. You know, you just start to feel it. You feel it in your bones. People talk about that, where they feel something in their back or their knees or whatever, because they see that there's been a shift in where it's starting to snow, where it's gotten colder, and you're definitely into the next season, which is very strange for all of you who live in California. You don't get that as much in California, of course, because you don't really have the season. So when you get some bizarre cold temperatures or super, super hot, it's, you're not used to that. It's that whole old song from the 70s. It never rains in California, and it's that whole warm weather that you're used to seeing sun every single day. And I know that my family back east has told me that it's gotten cold there in some places, I guess. It's even in the single digits in Texas, where our satellite facility is supposed to get into the 20s, and they're talking about that Tuesday and Wednesday, at least overnight temperatures, well below normal. So we're seeing that, and a dusting of snow in New Jersey and some of the New York suburbs Monday night and Tuesday. They were seeing that it's going to be an interesting commute. Because that's the other thing, depending on where you live, as you know. Many of you in the Midwest laugh your heads off when people in the East complain about a few inches of snow because of the amounts of snow that you're used to dealing with. But 10 and 20 degrees below normal is, that's like a whole different ball game, you know? Not that Arctic blast is not what some can deal with. All right, on this segment, I wanted to mix in a couple of other things before we go to Jen Paquette. I'm going to introduce you to her. She does a great job really trying to do anything she can to fill in the spaces for the Green Beret families and what happens when somebody comes back and they're injured, or what happens when somebody doesn't come back. What happens to those families? People say they're sorry, and a lot of times there's incredibly moving tributes to the person who is lost in the war effort, but then it's the question of picking up and doing what next. How do the survivors move forward? And she talks about some of the things that happen and some of the cool things that they're doing to help the soldiers who are hurt, and how they can how they've been able to help them, from everything from having children, because that was a concern, to getting them well with their injuries, with hyperbaric chambers, the oxygen, which has been a great rehab for so many of the soldiers. The other thing is, in mixing in a couple of different things here, so that we hit up not just what's happening, obviously it's devastating in the Philippines, and of course what's going on as we honor veterans, but the sparring that is going on over Obamacare, because this just isn't stopping. And a lot of you have also shared stories about what's happening with your health care coverage. And we know the president last week said he was sorry for the Americans losing their health care coverage, and he would do everything he could to help those Americans. In fact, the specific words were, "I'm sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me." He was telling that in an interview on NBC, and he said, "We have to work harder to make sure they know how we hear them and how we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in tough positions as a consequence of this." And this was, less than 2 weeks after it started to be a report that millions of Americans would lose insurance under the new law, something they weren't expecting. So now what's happened is, in the House on Friday, they're hoping to have this vote. They're trying to shift the discussion on keeping health plans. The House, one of the House committees is the House Energy and Commerce Committee, has a bill that is scheduled for a vote on Friday that will allow for people to keep the current insurance plans they have. And Congress returns on Tuesday from the holiday weekend, and this is where the battle, I think, will be, allowing Americans to keep their health plans, which under the Affordable Health Care Act won't happen. I mean, they couldn't, that would collapse that. I don't see how they're going to roll that out and keep it that way. So there are some Democrats who are on board with this. It's Senate Democrats and, of course, some House Democrats, too. Of everything that the Republicans have had some motion on, whether it's the website failures and the contractor's blunders and all the technical problems at healthcare.gov, I think this one is probably the best thing to jump on, because there's an unbelievable reaction to people who had no idea that this chaos was affecting them. They just assumed, hey, I got my health care coverage, and I'm fine. This isn't hitting me. Let's go quickly to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello, sweetheart. Okay, this guy was bragging about his dog being the best hunting dog in the whole wide world, and he's a great retriever, and he'd go out on the ice and get those birds every time you shot them down. And this guy, man, that's a great telling dog. He said, I'd like to see him work. He said, well, come on hunting with me. So he went down the blinds, you know, and early in the morning, the duck decoys are out on the water, and here come a flock of ducks over, and the guy jumps up and goes, bang, bang, and he drops one. That dog dove in the water, ice all over it, and swam out there, and came back. He handed the guy a half a duck. The guy says, what's this? He says, oh, he's a great dog, but he works on chairs.
That's good. I like it.
Okay, now, something quick before we get off the air, because I know you got to go. Rush Limbaugh said it best. Bernie Madoff deceived a few people and defrauded them. Obama defrauded an entire nation. It's time to impeach him. And if they don't want to do that, then scrap Obamacare altogether. It is just too damn costly, and it is a blight on the American economy, on the American people, and on the American psyche as Americans. It's time that the Democrats sided with us and did away with Obamacare, and they will, because they're facing election in the next election, and they know they're going down if they don't get rid of this albatross.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, either impeach the dirty, rotten son of a gun from Mombasa, Kenya, or repeal it altogether. There's Dan's word.
Oh, Dan. Dan, thanks for the call. I love the joke at the beginning. As far as Obamacare is concerned, you heard me say there is a great push to try to get rid of every possible angle you can think of to get rid of Obamacare, because people are starting to feel the effects of it, and it's not affordable to people. So they were thinking, okay, this is affordable health care, but what is it going to do? The economic factors are not being rolled out correctly, and now every time we turn around, something different has happened that's hitting us in a different way. And the healthcare exchanges, barring really one in Kentucky, are not working very well so far out of the gate. Coming up next, more from a military family.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs. Normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Put on my blue suede shoes and boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you dial on me? Yeah, I've got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be.
Special Veterans Day, actually Veterans Week, honoring the people that have served and telling you ways that you can get involved to help veterans of all sorts, all ages, coming from all different areas. In our virtual green room right now, Jen Paquette. She is the Green Beret Foundation Executive Director. So she's managing all kinds of things, starting on the ground level from the day-to-day operations, which includes very important stuff like strategic planning and building and maintaining the relationships, the getting donors, investors, all that kind of stuff. Jen, thanks for popping on the ATN.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you giving me a call.
Let's talk first about how you got involved. The story is that you are also the wife of Staff Sergeant retired Roland Paquette III, who was a Special Forces medic, and he was unfortunately traumatically wounded and lost both legs, but that was part of an IED explosion, obviously, when he was serving in Operation Enduring Freedom. But from what I understand, it's amazing where he came from there, and you can tell us personally what that was like, but he's a physician assistant in an emergency room in San Antonio, Texas. So thanks for his service and obviously his incredible courage. But what was it like to go through what happened with Roland? It had to be tough.
Honestly, it was surreal. One day I'm driving home, taking care of the kids. I get a phone call and our life changed in a matter of a minute. First off, I was told that I was going to Germany, which is always a bad sign. But when it all came down to it, I headed to Walter Reed, and we spent most of a year at Walter Reed as he went through his long rehab. Like you said, he gave both of his legs above the knees, and with our guys, there's lots of complications with their injuries. We ended up gathering the family up after that year and heading down to what's now called San Antonio Military Medical Center. Then it was Burke Army. Medical Center and the Center for Intrepid, and we've been there since, which is why the Green Beret Foundation is headquartered there. It was hard and very complicated.
Yeah, the Military Medical Center, the part of that whole establishment of that was to make that transition easier in a very, very difficult situation. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you, when you get through that tunnel, you go down there, and then Roland comes out on the other side. So what's it like for the family now? You certainly have breathed a sigh of relief, I would imagine.
Yeah, he has. The thing about it is we need to, part of my personal mission is, as we went through this process, we identified gaps. And don't get me wrong, our military does support our killed in action families and our wounded in action families and our military in general. But there are gaps in the system, and we are still seeing the gaps. These injuries are very long. They're lifelong journeys. So when we say light at the end of the tunnel, there's always just another way that we have to adapt to whatever we're looking at. No matter if it's walking into a new building, we got to figure all these things out. And that's why the Green Beret Foundation was created, with the help of, or actually the founder, I should say, Staff Sergeant Aaron Anderson, who was blown up by an IED right after my husband was. And that's how we came in contact with each other.
So tell us about that. Tell us about the Green Beret Foundation, obviously personal for you, and talking about these gaps. What are the gaps? Because now everybody's listening to this across America, and this is good to tell them this. What are the gaps that people don't understand that's happening with the people in the situation where they're wounded in action?
Like I said, the injuries are very long and complicated, meaning families are being pulled up, moved, so that they can be in the location of where their service member is. And this isn't just for Green Berets. The difference about Green Berets is, no matter when the war does wind down or the quote-unquote conflicts that are going on, our guys are always deployed in over 40 countries at any given time. So our fight never stops. So with that said, there's complications with managing the family. We need storage. We need alternative therapies that are not covered by the military and medical insurance, such as hyperbaric oxygen therapy, different in vitro fertilization, which we have covered down for some of our traumatically injured Green Berets, so that they can continue having families and having children, and they shouldn't be punished because they've been injured. It is what they've already given enough. So the thing about it is that I think is they can't get tired of their injuries, so our country and I can't get tired of raising support and awareness for these guys and their families.
Yeah. Well said. The good thing they have people like you fighting to keep up the awareness. The hyperbaric treatment, tell us about that and why that's so important.
Well, what we've seen, we put many guys through, and what it initially was used for is for open wounds, and it was successful. Well, they started finding out that as the guys were going in, a lot of traumatic brain injury, the guys with traumatic brain injuries had sustained, they were also seeing substantial improvement in no more using pain meds, no more severe headaches, no more seizures. They were able to just function so much better. And so we support hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and we partner with different facilities throughout the country to ensure that our guys are able to go in there, because our guys want to get better. The first thing they say when they're blown up and they wake up is, when am I going back? So now they got to figure that out, and whatever that means, that going back means. It could be just transitioning to civilian world. It could be going back to the team.
Yeah. So the emotional side obviously is very, very important. And are there other things that are done to help in that tough transition? I mean, they say there's that thing, the phantom limbs, and getting used to that and knowing they're not going back. Like you say, the first thing they want to know is they go back. So what about the emotional scars?
Oh, yeah, there's, of course, the emotional scars. We also just were mainly talking about the guys here, and Green Berets are all male. That's common, pretty common. But there's another side to it. We have our families and our spouses who are the backbone and which help our guys be able to take the fight to the enemy or to get better if they're injured. So we focus on the wives through our Steel Magnolias program, which is a caregiver and spouse program for support. We have a very close-knit community, so we we don't reach out a lot. And I found that I'm a person that isolates myself when I'm starting to go through hard times. I noticed that through my time with my husband at Walter Reed and down in Texas. And I thought, you know, maybe not everybody's like me. Maybe they do want to link up. Well, the group actually exploded and grew exponentially. And it's a sorority of sorts that keep the family strong, which keeps the guys strong, and they can worry about one thing less.
Yeah, so they worry about one thing. They worry about one thing less, and you're helping, obviously, the families, too. And what's been the most rewarding thing for you, having said that, that you've now seen in doing this?
Well, I think it goes without saying that I struggled myself. I didn't understand what I needed to do. I couldn't get better. It seemed very dark, like where's the end of, light at the end of the tunnel. The best thing that's ever that happened to me with the Green Beret Foundation is that I've been able to support people that allow me to have my freedoms no matter what, and that's been therapeutic to me. I like to see gaps being filled. I like to be part of that process. I just enjoy being in my community, my Green Beret community, and the SOF community, the Special Operations Forces community in general. I mean, it's a tight community, and we need to keep supporting them. So that's the best part of it for me, is that it's family.
Yeah. How many
families? I just happen to have a business background, and it's time for me to put it to use in, I guess, a bigger way.
There you go. How many families do you estimate you've helped, and how many do you hope you help in the future? Just when you can.
Really, we're fairly new, but in the last 3 years that we've been up and running, we've helped over 200 families, which we're helping. We started out with nothing, literally $0, and we ran it out of my home until we raised enough money to be able to and reach those short range targets, helping the wounded. Now we can help the Gold Star families, which are the killed in action families. And every time we build those coffers, we continue to expand. We hope that we build this legacy where there is no gaps ever.
Yeah, good for you. If people listening, and I know there are a lot of them that are being touched by this story and feel like they want to do something, what can they do? Can they donate? What can they do to help?
Absolutely. We always need financial support, you know, but I think, too, the Green Berets, they've been quiet professionals, and they've kind of gotten that confused with quiet doesn't equal silent, which is where I come in, too. We need the awareness of what the Green Berets do, their mission. Their mission is different than other SOF units, and it's not necessarily better. We're all doing our job, but we need to raise awareness about what a Green Beret does. We do need donations. We need donated services, professional services, volunteers. It's the standard stuff to build support.
And if so do they just go to the Green Beret Foundation? Where can they go, Jen? Somebody's listening to this right now.
There's a few ways. GreenBeretFoundation.org. You can definitely make a donation right off our website. There's several ways. If you wanted a smaller donation, you can text GDF to 20222 for a $10 donation. You can mail your donations in, which are the addresses on our website also. And that's how you do it.
Jen Paquette, thanks so much for coming on the show. We know you're busy. We appreciate it. Hopefully we're shedding a light to some people listening to us across America. The Green Beret Foundation. He's the executive director helping families. And if you're a family in need, I'm sure you get in touch with Jen, too, as well. Jen, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Talk to you again.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Nail the Score contest. Just two segments, or you can send us your guess at americatonight.net. And we do that on our Thursday morning show in the third hour. So it's the third hour, whatever time zone you're listening in, those last two segments. I've had a lot of people ask me about it and say they just missed the tail end of it. We didn't have a winner this last time. It was the New Orleans game, Cowboys, New Orleans. And the Cowboys didn't show up, I'll tell you that. Most people picked New Orleans, but nowhere near the score of 49-17. We've had two winners in the last 4.5 years, so could have another winner, and it might be you. Who knows? All you have to do is call in. Once we have the game of the week, the computer picks it. Tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. I'll tell you, I wouldn't have predicted this one. The Bucks beat Miami, the final score 22-19. And this game, you can bet the temperatures were pretty warm, because in Florida, it's a big deal when there's a freeze. And not that there hasn't been freezes, but there, at this time of year in particular, it was Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. It was, certainly was not freezing. It was kind of short sleeve weather, to be certain. Our mothership in Minneapolis, like I said, we had Matt Johnson was outside putting his thumb up and trying to see what the temperature was like and see if his finger froze off. He knew how cold it was. Matt, what's the temperature in Minneapolis?
My finger got frozen to the doorknob, so I had trouble getting back in. But it is a very balmy 15 degrees.
Wow, 15. I guess like 22, something in the 20s. That's crazy. Is that unusual for this time of year?
This is pretty cold for early to mid-November, I would say. I don't remember it being this cold, and it's double the fact, too, because it's a little windy out. And when you have that cold wind cutting at you, it just, I mean, it gets at you every way. Like your ears, your face, your hands, if you're not wearing gloves, you can totally feel it. It's,
oh,
that's the worst. Because I think if it's about 15 to 20, but there's no wind, I can handle that. When the wind starts coming, then you start feeling it through your whole body.
Yeah, and that's tough. That's what it is. It's the wind that can cut through you. And here's the thing, too. When you have these transitions in weather, you have to be ready for them. So, in other words, you can't be digging through boxes for your winter stuff.
Yeah, and then, actually, that's one of the things I was doing was I was digging, because I keep a lot. I always keep a winter hat and some gloves in my car year-round. That's just something you do because you never know when you're going to need them because, I mean, it was snowing in May, and here it is in November, and it's 15 degrees, so you never know. But I had to dig through and find them. I found my gloves and my hat, so I'm ready to go. But I do need a new car battery. I know that. So that's on the docket for this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You can't have the car go out. That's the worst in cold weather. Ooh, or super hot weather either way, in either direction. That's a disaster waiting to happen. Wow. All right, so 15 degrees, that is incredible. And I'm sure some of you listening in other parts of the Midwest, you are shaking your heads and saying you understand because, some of you are listening to us on WDAY, our great affiliate in the Dakotas, and it gets pretty cold there. I know I have plenty of friends from there, and they've talked about that it's you got to be ready for that transition. So for the rest of us where it's typically a little bit warmer, and, you know, even in Texas, people know this, you can have the weather change. It's the old joke, if you don't like the weather, wait another 15 minutes. But are you really prepared for it? So hat, gloves, scarf, whatever. I can't even, who knows where mine are. They're, like, thrown in a closet somewhere or something. I can't find them. I'm certain I'll come across them. It's not a rough problem to have, huh? Especially when you think of,
you don't need gloves in Texas.
Oh, no. Sometimes it gets cold. It's supposed to get into the 20s.
Ooh,
it's cold. 30 degrees? Call me frozen.
Come talk to me in January when it's about negative 10 up here.
Oh, no way. I'd have to have a face mask on. I'd have to be totally sealed off. That's rough. It is rough. I can remember spending some winters in Chicago. I had a favorite aunt that lived in Chicago. We'd go and visit her. And I thought they were joking when they say on Michigan Avenue they had ropes so that it was so windy you could grab onto the rope. I thought it was just a complete fallacy and an old wives' tale. But it wasn't because I was in the middle of a blizzard there and they had ropes on the street, on the one street, that you could grab onto in case you had trouble if you were falling over, which was unbelievable to me. I'd never seen anything like it. I thought that was just a bunch of nonsense, you know, that people would spout out of just how windy it was in Chicago. But it's not just Chicago. I mean, it is across the board in some of those canyon areas in the Midwest where it's wide open. You get that wind, and that's what Matt's saying. If you get that wind is just, it is just unbelievable. You know, speaking of wind, that was the real tragedy of the Philippines, and of course the wind at almost 200 miles an hour is the thing that is, how do you combat that when you're talking about bamboo roofs and that kind of stuff? Tacloban, which is where the city where this really got the full force of the super typhoon, it really wiped out so many people. And, you know, here's the thing. Cell phones down, power down, food, water, all that kind of stuff. The people there are just waiting for aid. I mean, they're trapped. So the Marines are so... We just celebrate Veterans Day and Veterans and Military Week here on America Tonight. The Marines are so vital to what's happening there because they're getting all the aid to the people. I mean, electricity is going to take months to restore. So this isn't like, oh, this is a bad storm, and geez, I hope they get to us. It's not like they have all these trucks that can get out there. And they really think that number is 10,000 dead. And if it is, it'll be their worst disaster. And, you know, people just tried to help each other, rallied around each other when the storm hit now, on Friday.
I don't know if you've seen this. I saw it on Twitter. A couple of people had retweeted it. But I think it was the Red Cross, maybe, or the National Weather Service, one of the two, took the size of the typhoon and superimposed it on the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it covered the entire U.S. It was the eye was in, I think, Nebraska, and they spread it out, and it covered the entire, you know, lower 48. And
wow.
So that just gives you an idea of the size of this thing and how big it was.
Wow, I didn't see that. That's incredible. Yeah, so let your mind think about that and what that would be like for us. And, you know, this is why people are, the United Nations is saying that figures at 10,000. You've got people, thieves roaming neighborhoods and robbing food from homes if they're even there. The stores are looted. Utility pipes were broken into for water. So even once things get back to normal, for those people, it's not going to get back to normal because people are doing that. They're smashing the pipes. So now you have we're sending the USS George Washington from Hong Kong to the Philippines. There's a bunch of other Navy ships, two cruisers, a destroyer. They've got supplies. They're bringing them there. And like on the one carrier, you've got 5,000 sailors. You've got helicopters. That'll help for the disaster. And they should be in the Philippines in 2 to 3 days is what they're saying. And so they've got all these possible ways to get this aid, but they got to get there. And we're sending $20 million in what they call humanitarian aid. So that's food, shelter materials, hygiene kits, because that's the other thing that happens to people. They have to be concerned about disease. And you've got, you know, survivors that Monday, because this is just days later, are looking for relatives. They're looking for supplies. They're trying to find electricity. How do they get in touch with people to let them know they're okay? There's even a telecom firm that set up free charging stations, and some cell phone signals were restored so people could get in touch with people, even friends in the United States, the family in the United States, to let them know that they were okay. Thank goodness for those people who are doing everything they can to help in the relief efforts in the Philippines. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.